Waiting for permission is the fastest way to stay stuck. Opportunity doesn't knock. It watches to see who's bold enough to walk through the door, Edward Coate Jr. How are you supposed to get experience if no one will give you a chance? What if I told you that you've been a project manager this whole time without even really realizing it? See, the secret hiring managers don't tell you about becoming a project manager, I'm gonna unpack today. Question is, family, how did this topic even come about? So I was having a conversation with a client and they were telling me that they wanted to get into project management, but of course didn't have the experience. I asked, well, what were you doing about getting experience? And what roles have you done previously? Or what are you doing now? They told me, well, they worked in customer service. They worked a sales role, as well as they started understanding project management from a standpoint of the different frameworks. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. So I told them my story about how I started in project management and a customer service role. And this really kind of started me on the actual journey. And I've shared that with you. But also to add more details to that journey, I also shadowed a project manager and I did it during my lunchtime. And that is when I actually got hooked to project management. Now, look, I must warn you about the journey that you're going to go on. The experience, this is not going to be easy, meaning there's going to be obstacles from family, friends, managers, people you don't even know. Shout out to the person who left the comment about who would give somebody an opportunity, or let me paraphrase, who will give someone a PM job without experience. Shout out to you because you inspired today's episode as well. And coworkers telling you you don't have enough experience for the role. However, have you ever really asked yourself, family, before you buy into they say, how did they get into their position? What I mean by that is, did somebody had to give them an opportunity or a chance? For example, someone being promoted to a manager's role but never managed people before, where was their experience? Look, I believe if you're coachable, willing to study the craft of project management, who's stopping you from becoming a project manager? Oh, I know. It's actually you. It's not them, but it's you. Point number one, customer-centric thinking translates into project success. Again, customer-centric thinking translates into project success. Sales and customer service professionals understand customer pain points and how to deliver value. This is a crucial skill for project managers who must ensure projects are aligned with customer needs and business objectives. Why is this important? Focusing on value delivery improves project success rates as well as ensures business alignment. Here's my actionable tip. Use the 5-why technique. See, this technique is determining the real reason behind the project request, ensuring alignment with the business as well as customer goals. Point number two, follow up and holding people accountable is a transferable skill. See, salespeople have to follow up all the time. Marketing teams have to track performance and customer service reps ensure issues are resolved. These professionals already know how to check in on tasks, follow up on commitments, and keep things moving. Why is this important? Because, family, project managers ensure tasks are completed on time, on schedule, on budget, within scope, as well as quality, and they hold their project team to a certain expectation. See, holding people accountable without micromanaging is crucial. Here's my actionable tip. Use the SMART framework, you know, specific, measurable, achievable, and time-bound to ensure accountability in the current role. Family, I have a quick call to action for you. So real quick, we do have my mentor. He dropped a brand new book. It's called the Build Your Leadership Brain, the Small Steps, Big Impact, A Beginner's Guide to Leadership Growth. I have the link in the actual description in the chat as well. So again, Build Your Leadership Brain, Small Steps, Big Impact, A Beginner's Guide to Leadership Growth. You should be able to pick this up on Amazon. I just got my copy, so I'm going to go through it, See, it's all about, it's, this is what I was talking about when we was going through point number one, or excuse me, when I had the intro, is about honing your craft. And I can say, well, I've been in the leader for all these years. Why would I need another? I'm always studying my craft. And so thank you for this book, Phil. I appreciate you. As well as, family, I have the 8 AI prompts that you can pick up, as well as the ebook, 8 Real Success Secrets for Real World Projects. All right, let's get back into today's episode. Multitasking in high stress environments is a PM's essential. Whether you're handling multiple clients in customer service, managing simultaneously campaigns and marketing, or balancing multiple sales pipelines, professionals in various fields already practice multitasking and prioritization, just like a project manager. Why is this important? Juggling competing priorities while staying organized and focused on the big picture is key to manage projects effectively. Here's my actionable tip. There's a technique called the Pomodoro technique. And what this does is you work in focus intervals with breaks to enhance your time management and efficiencies in high stress situations. This is something I've tested this. I've used it a couple times, more than a couple times. But I also understand that is I also use a technique where I use time blocking, meaning, OK, for this certain amount of time, this is the task or these are the tasks I'm going to be working on. Once I complete that task, I'm going to move on to the next one. And then sometimes that I'll take a break. But it's the whole importance of this is really having laser focus on the thing that you're working on. Point number 4, conflict resolution is a universal skill. I don't care where you work at. There's always some type of conflict, whether it's a disagreement between colleagues, miscommunication with clients, or negotiating responsibility. What does this sound like? This sounds like a project manager. See, a project manager must balance different perspectives, de-escalating conflicts, and finding solutions that keep the project moving forward. This is important because project involves multiple stakeholders with conflicting interests. The ability to mediate disputes and create alignment is a critical, and I do mean critical, PM skill. Here's my actionable tip. Use a framework called listen, acknowledge, and respond. Again, listen, acknowledge, as well as respond. This method is handling workplace conflicts to practice effective conflict resolution. Point number 5, coaching and mentoring teams happens in many professions. Managers in customer service, sales, administrative train, they all train, whether it's someone that they're mentoring or there's someone that came into the new job opportunity. They're always looking to support their teams. This is what a project manager does. They have to be a coach. They have to be a mentor because they got to keep their team members on track so they can perform at their best. This is important, family, because project managers just don't oversee work. They motivate, they inspire, they guide, and help people overcome challenges. My actionable tip, begin mentoring, coaching junior colleagues, offering guidance on tasks, productivity, as well as problem solving. Point number 6, decision-making under pressure is common in many roles. Salespeople decide which leads to pursue. Customer service reps, again, they solve problems on the spot. Event planners, they adjust schedules in real time, all which require fast, effective decision-making. What does this sound like? Again, it sounds like project management. See, this is important, family, because project managers constantly have to make time-sensitive decisions that impact budgets, timelines, and most of all, your team dynamics. If you do not have a fluid team, a team that is trusting each other, yeah, they may get the work done, but it's going to be an unhealthy environment. There's going to be certain team members trying to sabotage each other. Trust me, I'm not going to say I've seen it all, but I've seen enough to understand when you have poor team dynamics, the project goes left. Practice a technique or a loop called OODA. Again, OODA, what does that mean? Observe, orient, decide, and act. This allows you to make quicker, more confident decisions under pressure. Point number 7, writing reports and summarizing data are common responsibilities. See, marketers have to analyze campaign data. Salespeople, they have to track performance reports. And admins, they have to summarize meeting notes. What does this sound like? Am I going to say it again? It sounds like project management. See, these reporting skills translate directly into project status reports, risk laws, as well as stakeholder updates. This is important, family, because project managers must effectively communicate project progress, risk, issues, as well as results to stakeholders. Here's my actionable tip. Practice writing clear, structured reports summarizing key takeaways from meetings or project milestones. Point number eight. Managing budgets and resources is not limited to finance roles. Again, managing budgets and resources is not limited to finance roles. What does this mean? Sales professionals have quotas. Marketing teams handle budgets. Event planners track vendors' costs. So a project manager allocates, tracks project resources in the same similar way. It's just the output is the same. The tracking may be a little bit different, but we're all doing the same thing. We're just trying to make sure we don't go over budget. We're trying to get the best deal possible for the organization. So this is important because project managers must balance costs, preventing overspend and maximizing efficiency, even with a limited budget. Here's my actionable tip for you, family. Start tracking expenses or budget using a spreadsheet or budgeting software, learning to allocate cost. Family, I really appreciate the opportunity to really debunk this myth of, do you need experience? Yes, you do need experience, but you may already have experience because of what you've done in a previous job. You just need someone to take a chance on you. You just need someone to give you that particular opportunity, but you also have to do the work. And if you're unwilling to do the work, master the craft, don't go after the certification and not take anything away from the certification that you can apply to real world. This is why I wrote the book, The Real World, Eight Real World Things of Leading a Project, because it's important, family, for us to do that. So let me give you my three transformational remarks, and then after that, I'll be on my way. Number one, customer-centric thinking translated into project success. Like I said, sales and customer service professionals understand customer pain points and how to deliver value. This is a truly crucial step in project management. And my actionable tip is using the 5 whys technique to determine the real need behind the project request, ensuring alignment with the business and customer service. Multitasking in high stress environments is a PM essential. I don't care where you're at as a project manager, you may be stuck in a situation where you have multiple projects and there's going to be stress associated with that. So here's my explanation about that. Whether you're handling multiple clients and customer service, managing simultaneously ad campaigns and marketing, or balancing multiple sales pipelines, all of these professionals have various fields already practicing multitasking and prioritization, just like who? A project manager. My actionable tip for that for you, family, was using a Pomodoro technique. This is basically where you work in focus intervals with a break to enhance time management and efficiencies in high stress situation. And my last and final transformational remark, family, is decision-making under pressure is common in many roles. Salespeople decide which leads to pursue. Customer service reps have to solve problems on the spot. Event planners have to adjust schedules in real time. All require fast, effective decision-making. My actionable tip for you there was using something called an OODA loop. This is basically you observe, you orientate, you decide, you act to make quicker decisions, more confident under pressure. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And again, pick up my mentor's book, Build Your Leadership Brain. I'm excited. I got my copy. You should go get yours. Also, check out the Magnetic Project Management Community, as well as the ebook about my 8-point framework about leading projects in a real pragmatic approach, as well as I gave you a gift on top of that, which is the 8 AI prompts for real world project management around project artifacts. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.